This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You know, this is a party that is right now based on sort of white identitarianism.
My grandfather's 99th birthday would have been tomorrow. He suffered the indignity of being forced out of school to pick cotton. And he never learned to read or write. Yet, he lived long enough to see his grandson become the first African-American to be elected to both the United States House and the United States Senate in the history of this country. Our family went from cotton to Congress in one lifetime.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
A bizarre collection of alternative facts and alternative realities told by cranks and misfits that would never be allowed inside any convention.
I'm Herschel Walker. Most of you know me as a football player. I've known Donald Trump for 37 years. One time, I planned to take his kids to Disney World with my family. At the last minute, Donald said he'd like to join us. So there he was, in a business suit, on It's a Small World ride. That was something to see.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
We have yet to really hear much in terms of the positive, optimistic, hopeful message.
So far, at least this night, it has been a lot of red meat, not so much optimism and hope.
I am so grateful to America, the place where I was able to build my American dream. I may be a Cuban born, but I am 100% American. This is the greatest country in the world. If I gave away everything that I have today, it would not equal 1% of what I was given when I came to this great country of ours. The gift of freedom.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Joining us now on the newsline is Bruce Poliquin, the former congressman from the 2nd Congressional District in the state of Maine. And he's been promoting a ballot challenge to ranked choice voting. And that's, of course, a very rank form of voting that cost him his congressional seat, even though he won the election over Jared Golden. They got to count the votes, keep counting the votes until they turned out right, as Johnny Rocco said in Key Largo, the old movie. And so now Bruce Poliquin, former congressman, has been campaigning to repeal ranked choice voting. He got close. He got enough signatures, but the Democrat Secretary of State said he didn't get enough signatures. He appealed it, and he prevailed in court yesterday. So, Bruce Poliquin, congratulations on your victory.
Well, thank you very much, Howie. But I'll tell you, this has really been the work of the Maine Republican Party, the Trump folks, and 500 volunteers, Howie, all over the state, from Kittery to Madawaska to Eastport to Jackman, and Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. And they're making a very simple decision here. I said, look, one person, one vote. You get the most votes on Election Day, you win, period. We've done this for 200 years, and now we get these big money special interests, these political activists trying to game the system. They came up here and they flooded the state with money, and they're able to, to convince a small number of people in the state to adopt this thing. But that was theory. Now we've seen it, and it's a ripoff. So I got to tell you this, Howie. Last year, Janet Mills, who's, as you know, is very far left governor up here, and her majority in the legislature is also very far left. They very quietly passed a law that says we're now going to use this ranked voting scam in the presidential election to try to scam Trump. So we go out, we collect 70,000 signatures during a pandemic, no door to door, no groups that we can get together to sign these petitions. We can't use an electronic notary. The folks at the Portland polling station during the primary in March, they throw our volunteers out of there because they don't like what we're doing. It's unbelievable, but we still prevailed because these volunteers were sending out dozens of emails every day saying, look, meet me at the Fairfield Town Hall on Saturday after you go to the dump from noon until
right.
4. Use one pen. We'll have a mask on. We have signature parties. We got it done. So
yeah.
we turned in all these signatures, Howie, to Matt Dunlap.
The Secretary of State.
63,000.
Yeah.
That's correct. Who has been on the government payroll forever. He's a longtime liberal, very partisan
call him a hack.
Bureaucrat.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Well,
call him a hack.
No, I can't do it. I can't. You're killing me, Howie. I can't do it. But in any event, we need 63,000 signatures, right?
Yeah.
So we turn in, I don't know what it was, like 68,000 or something. And we think we're in good shape because we checked every signature, right? Where they come from and so forth and so on. Well, lo and behold, in the 11th hour, by the way, with no forewarning, no heads up, no discussion, he just puts it on his website or his Facebook page, whatever the heck he did, and he said, reject it. So he tosses out like 7,000, if I've got this number right, of these signatures, say they're invalid. So we go back to court. We say, wait a minute. This doesn't make any sense. Now, we have 10 days to appeal this, Howie. We can't get in his office until 5 days have passed to photograph, to copy
yeah.
all of the signatures that he rejects. So we finally do it. We got 5 days left to go. We get volunteers falling asleep in their pizza boxes. We get staff. They're going over every single petition. We go back to court. We say, this is ridiculous. He says that the folks collecting the signatures, these 800, well, they weren't Maine registered voters. That's completely false. We proved yeah. that they were. He said, well,
so you're back, Bruce, you're back. I want to look at the future, though. You're back on the ballot, right, to repeal
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah.
But wait, yeah. what I want to know, Bruce, is the Senate race between Gideon and Susan Collins, is that still a ranked choice race?
Yes, it is. This only deals with the presidential election because they passed a law last year, Howie, very quietly, just about the presidential election to scam Trump.
So this stops. So maybe Trump can still get the electoral vote in the second district. One electoral
correct.
Vote. But what is looking forward though? I mean, you know, Susan Collins not really my cup of tea. A lot of people listening, she's not their cup of tea either. But she's still better than Susan Gideon. What do the people yep. have to do to prevent Gideon from pulling the same thing that Golden pulled with you 2 years ago?
This is really tough because there are two independents in the race, Howie, and one is actually a really hardcore conservative, and one is an extreme liberal. And the reason they get these extreme liberals on the ballot but call themselves independents is because they know they're not going to win. They don't have a campaign. They don't have any funding. But they get in the debate or they get some press coverage and say, hey, look, you know, make sure when you vote for me, thanks, but I'm not going to win. Make sure you put your second choice, a Gideon.
So it's like a more sophisticated votes. Type of straw. As you know, they used to say straw would just drain votes off. This is a new 21st century version of a straw, right?
Well, what it is, you go and you get one ballot. You can vote multiple times. And you do it to harvest
right.
second place and third
so,
place.
So what do Republicans, Bruce, my question is, what do Republicans in the state of Maine that want to preserve the Senate, the Republican majority in the U.S. Senate in 2021, what do they do? Because who do they go for?
They go for Collins.
Right.
One and done. Vote for Collins, that's it.
That's it?
There is someone else in the race. That is a real hardcore conservative named Max Lynn, and they ought to vote second for Collins if they want to vote for Lynn.
Well, but isn't one of the problems you had was that so many of your voters only voted for you? They didn't vote for two people or three people?
Well, there's a lot of confusion, so there are 8,000 ballots that were thrown out. That's one of the problems, Howie. The real problem in my race is that I was running against three liberals. Golden, the Democrat, and these two independents, and they all said, look, we're not going to win. Make sure you vote for Golden second. So on election night, I get the most votes.
Mm-hmm.
I win any other state in the country. But as you said, they kept counting, you know, the second place votes from this person, second place votes from that person, and they awarded the seat to the guy that came in second. That's how they do it.
Okay, so if you can't stand Collins and you want to vote for the conservative candidate, the more conservative candidate, you make sure that you put in your second choice as Susan Collins, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I guess, is that what you recommend, or am I just putting words in your mouth, Bruce?
Well, no, I mean, that's the way, look, here's the sad thing about this, Howie. It's no longer, against the top candidates, right? Who are the best people to represent the state, the Senate, or the House, or what have you? It's now how in the heck do you game the system?
Right.
Get these one issue candidates to get on the ballot, and you try to get extra votes to the person that you want to win in a close election. Mm-hmm. It's horrible. It is absolutely.
Is on the ballot in Massachusetts. You understand, Bruce? Right? I mean, it's on the ballot in Alaska, and probably several other states too. I read a story in the Wall Street Journal. Democrats and Republicans were telling people in Alaska, former elected officials statewide, telling people that don't buy a pig in a poke. This thing is bad news.
I've talked to both states and others. There are about a dozen that are looking to go down this route. I will say the following, Howie. This is the first time ever in this country that we have stopped dead in its tracks this rank voting scam for a federal office, in this case, the president. So we've stopped it. Here's the other good thing about this, about winning in court and shutting down what Dunlap was trying to do to us, the Secretary of State up here, is that on the ballot this year when we go, not only do we stop it for the presidential election, on the ballot there's going to be a question. Very simple. We've got the wording, and it's something like this. Do you want to repeal ranked choice voting for future, not, we already stopped it for this year, future presidential elections? That means
Yes. Everybody
going to the polls for the presidential year will be able to weigh in. Now, if we're able to succeed, and I think we will, Howie, this is a national story because the first time we've ever stopped this, this gives us tremendous momentum next year to then get rid of it for the Senate races and get rid of it for the congressional races. But right now we're focused on not making sure Trump doesn't get scammed.
Okay. But I just want to, who's the conservative again that's running against Susan Collins and Gideon?
Max Lynn.
Max Lynn. So if you want to vote, if you don't like Collins, she's too liberal for you, and you want to vote for Max Lynn, please, I implore you, put Susan Collins down as your second choice. Is that legit? Do you agree with that statement, Bruce?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they're going to be doing on their side. I can't remember the name of the liberal independent, but the only reason that individual's in there is to get second place
right.
to Gideon. Yeah.
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 Okay. So you got to vote. Okay. So we'll talk with you more before the election. Congratulations, though, on prevailing. I was afraid you weren't going to be able to. I'm glad all your work was not for naught, Bruce. Thanks.
Well, I'll tell you how you. You were right the last time I talked. You said, Bruce, you better get every attorney in the state of Maine ready because they're going to go over every single petition and try to throw them out. And you were right, but we clawed back and we got it done.
All right, Bruce. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling in, and we'll be talking to you before the election. If you haven't tried Super Beats soft chews yet, you're really missing out on a great, great product. Super Beats soft chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats soft chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Better blood pressure and better circulation means more energy, the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just two delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support you need and the energy you want. The Super Beats in the powder is a great product, but it's a little work. You know, you got to spoon it out into a glass, put water in the glass, stir it up, drink it down, and then you got to wash the glass and the spoon. With Super Beats soft chews, they come wrapped in foil. You just grab a couple on your way out the door in the morning or have one when you wake up like I do. And you don't have to worry about any of that. They taste like candy, but they're not sugary. They're not bad for you. They're not going to rot your teeth. It just gives you a boost of energy, and it's good for your circulation and your blood pressure. You're going to love it, and you're going to really enjoy it. Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beats soft chews. Get your Super Beats chews today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. They don't taste like beets, in case you were wondering, or I'd never be touching them. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave. He's debonair. He's Howie Carr.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is The Holly Carr Show.
Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who had the best speech of RNC night one? Maximo Alvarez, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Nikki Haley, Kim Klasick, Tim Scott, Donald Trump Jr., or Herschel Walker?
I'm voting for Alvarez.
Still in the lead at 31% is Alvarez. Second place is Tim Scott, still at 24. Nikki Haley or Herschel Walker is still tied at 13. Guilfoyle and Klasick are tied at 7, and Donald Trump Jr. is at 5%.
All right. 844-500-4242. Let's see. Can we just vote for one person here in Maine, or will it be tossed out? I think that, I don't know, that's, I don't know the, I don't think it'll be tossed out, but I just think that, you know, if you want to vote for two, or if you're going to vote for Lynn because you're PO'd at Collins, be sure to vote, put Collins in at number two. I think Bruce would have corrected me if I was wrong on that one. I'm still not sure exactly how it worked. I used to live in Cambridge and they had the same damn thing in the city council elections. I never figured out how it worked exactly. All it just seems that it just produces nothing but liberals. And sometimes I think in San Francisco one time they had an election. The guy who actually finished third ended up winning. Third, and he ended up winning. I don't know how it works. But they got rid of it soon thereafter. I mean, how bad is it when the libs in San Francisco got rid of it? And I think when they abolished it overall in California, and I believe Governor Brown and Governor Newsom were both opposed to it because they're both from the Bay Area and they'd seen it in action. And it's just so horrible. And it's on the ballot here in Massachusetts. We'll talk more about it when we get closer to the election here. But when I was living here last year before I went to Florida, I'd see these no-nonsense grannies in their sensible shoes at the dump, and they'd be soliciting signatures for this thing. Oh, this is a great expansion of democracy. And I'm just thinking they screwed Bruce Pollack when he wins by 2,000 votes on election night and then he loses a week later. That's a great expansion of democracy, all right. Yeah, but I mean, these goofballs in this state, they're so stupid. I mean, I hate to say it, so many voters, not the people listening to this show, obviously, but you got millions of people. I don't know how dumb they are. I don't know how they get up in the morning. Do they tie their shoes? You know, what do they do? God, oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the best vote I had since I voted for Ted Kennedy 6 times. God. Speaking of nitwits, let's listen to some Charlie Parker stuff here. I don't even know if I want to play all of these cuts. This was today. He was in Belmont at a bike store in Belmont. And, you know, that could be the last place that's going to go out of business in the state. Probably got about 3 weeks left. But anyway, here's a, oh my goodness. So he wants people to, at the 72 businesses that are still left in Massachusetts are going to have a tax-free weekend. So he's urging everyone to get out to those 72 businesses that are left in the state. Cut 10.
It's incredibly important for all of us to remember that there are a lot of local businesses in Massachusetts who invest of themselves, both emotionally and financially, in their employees, their customers, and their communities.
And you're trying to destroy them all.
It would be great if everybody who's looking to buy pretty much anything that they've been putting off or that they might do at some point down the road.
This is like gangsters that hit somebody and then they send a big wreath to the funeral. It's a shame it had to come to this. God. We'll play some more cuts when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios,
844-500-4242-917. You keep having Bruce on, and each time he seems more confused and unable to explain what the issue is. Even you are not sure. I told you I used to live in a ranked choice city, and I'm not sure what it is. I don't know how it works. We'll find out. Okay, we'll figure it out before the election. It's a pain. I just go over a couple of the texts here. Ask if it's true that restaurant workers in Maine have to wear dog collars. I think if you're in the front of the building in southern Maine, if you're like a hostess or something, you have to wear one of those lampshade things that they put on upside down. A handful of people. I know it's ridiculous, but some people do have to wear these masks, the dog mask. They're not dog collars.
The cones.
It's the cone. The cone. There it is, Jared. It's the cone. Yeah. 781 says, isn't it amazing that Charlie Parker wants to pack the stores on the tax holidays, but you can't stand in line to vote? That's an extremely good observation. Exactly right. What is the story with that? So if I fly up to Boston, do I still have to quarantine for 14 days? But if I play golf at the PGA tournament this past weekend, I don't have to? Again, I don't know the answer to these questions. This is above my pay grade, as Barack Obama used to say. Let's take a call, and then we'll play some more of these Charlie Parker cuts. We'll take your calls, though, 844-500-4242. If you want to talk about the Republican convention, it was a pretty good show last night. I think it'll be pretty good tonight as well. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. A couple years ago, I mentioned to my cousin, I said, how come so many people vote for people that say stupid stuff? I mean, it's obviously way out there in the left field. And he said, hey, stupid people need to be represented too.
I know. Well, John, you know, the thing is, Charlie Parker did not run as a Democrat. You know, we thought he was the lesser of two evils. And I know, you know, that's my theory of voting. And many people object to that and say, you know, you have to vote for the best candidate. Don't keep holding your nose. If you keep holding your nose, you end up with the likes of Charlie Parker. But I didn't know it was a mistake. I've made some bad votes. I admit it. You want to know how bad this vote is, though, for Baker? This is a new story that just came out today in Commonwealth Magazine. After Baker lost control of the Republican State Committee to Jim Lyons, the former state rep from North Andover, he set up a new super PAC so he could give the money directly. He called it the Massachusetts Majority Political Action Committee. The Massachusetts Majority Political Action Committee. And he's raised more than $1,200,000. This is since the winter. He's raised, in spite of this, I wonder how much he hit the nursing homes up for after he looked the other way. He's raised $1,200,000 and he spent $435,000 on it. So he's backed 17 legislative candidates in the upcoming primaries on Tuesday. 17 candidates. Would you care to guess how many of them are Republicans out of the 17? Four. And one of whom is in a fight on Cape Cod against a real Republican, a guy named Tom Keyes. He didn't back Tom Keyes. He wanted the other guy. So he's some of these people I can see he's backing, you know, like Kevin Honan of Brighton and Dan Ryan of Charlestown. They're running against far left-wing people. Okay, I kind of understand that. But he's also backing John Rogers, Jolly John Rogers from Norwood. Do you remember Jolly John Rogers? I think Millie remembers him. She's laughing. John Rogers is the guy who, when Good Time Charlie Flaherty was indicted for income tax evasion, it happened right around Easter, and he said, this is the worst travesty since our Lord and Savior was crucified. You can say a lot about Good Time Charlie Flaherty, but he's the only person who's ever compared him to Jesus Christ. And there were other things too complicated to get into. But how can you back John Rogers? It's astonishing, isn't it? We have a woman here from his hometown. It's pretty how appalling is that? It is appalling. Oh, my God. 844-500-4242. Why doesn't he just call himself a Democrat? I mean, this is ridiculous. He raises $1 million to support legislative candidates and then gives the vast majority of the money to Democrats. And in one case where he gives to a Republican, it's a liberal Republican, basically another rhino running against a real Republican named Tom Keyes. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead. I haven't even played many cuts, and my blood pressure is already through the roof here. Give me some Super Beat soft chews. Bring in some Super Beat soft chews. Oh, we're out. Been listening to too many Charlie Parker cuts. I'm out of my Super Beat soft chews to keep down my blood pressure. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
I figured out a quick and easy way to stop having to wear those stupid masks. We all have to wear re-elect Trump masks.
I know that I've thought about that, Mike, but I don't even know if that matters. You know, one of the VIPs here is from Cambridge, and he's talking about how, you know, you walk down the street in Cambridge, and I think this is elsewhere as well. You're walking down the street and somebody who's a member of the cult, will see you coming, and they will walk out into the middle of the road. Doesn't matter if it doesn't matter if it's rush hour. There's no such thing as rush hour anymore. There's not enough people working for there to be a rush hour. But they walk out into the middle of the street to avoid you. They don't, you know, nobody has died in their age group in months. And if they're under 20, nobody has ever died in their age group. And they're still walking around you. They believe this stuff. And I always ask myself, what else could you convince these people to do? Would they wear the underwear on the outside, like the in the movie Bananas? Let's hear that again. That banana.
Hear me. I am your new president. From this day on, the official language of San Marcos will be Swedish. In addition to that, all citizens will be required to change their underwear every half hour. Underwear will be worn on the outside so we can check.
That was Charlie Barker. Charlie Baker this afternoon in Belmont. So, you know, Jared had a good question, though. So taxes are taking the weekend off. Is COVID taking the weekend off here in Massachusetts? Charlie Parker seems to be on a first-name basis with the guy. He knows wherever COVID goes. You know, he says he's not leaving. He's not leaving town all summer long. He's going to stay here. He could at least take the weekend off so everybody could go and be close together in the stores, right? Jason, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, Howie. I got two houses, one in Maine, up in Corinth, and one in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So coming down the road today, coming down I-95, get off at the last exit there, and come down Route 1 to the Kittery Info Center.
Yeah.
We're going the back way off Route 1.
Yeah.
And just before we got there, we saw a couple of white signs that says COVID testing, make an appointment, or something like that. So we pulled in there in the back parking lot, and they got all these cones set up, and they got the testing tent set up, and a bunch of National Guard groups here, you know, like three guys here, three guys there, whatnot. I don't know. Maybe they're enforcing something. Who knows? So anyway, we stopped. Went in and took a potty break. And I did take a picture, but can't really.
Well, you didn't take the test? You didn't take the test, Jason?
No. So you got to make an appointment. And how's anybody going to make an appointment? I mean, we go back and forth from Maine to Mass every month, 2 weeks here, 2 weeks there.
Yeah.
So, So we stay in the yard. We wear our masks, you know, and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Has Maine reached the grim milestone of 130 fatalities yet?
I believe they have 130.
130 even, yeah. And the state is shut down. The unemployment rate, I was shocked last month when the unemployment rate in Maine was only 6.6%. Now it's up to 9.9%. That still seems kind of low considering what Janet Mills has done to the economy. Thanks for the call, Jason. 844-500-4242. Whenever a cult member veers away in this on the street, I just keep walking towards them. They freak out. They'd rather run into Jason from the slasher movies than a guy with no mask on. Ooh, help, help. Lynn, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lynn.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
So I own two gift shops in Hyannis and Cape Cod.
Yes.
Well, of course, it's been interesting, the shutdown and, you know, trying to figure everything out. I have five kids, back to school, a whole nother issue. But I, of course, like everyone, expected more direct grants, more help.
Right.
Applied for everything, you know, had to do essays and videos, and I haven't gotten a single grant, which it is what it is. But my relatives in New Hampshire and other states have similar businesses, retail, and they've already gotten direct grants. They took money they got from government and did, you know, how much. You know, if you're $200,000 down for the months you were closed, okay, here's a percentage. This many people applied. You're getting $50,000, $80,000, $10,000, whatever. So I said, what the hell's going on in Massachusetts? Why haven't we gotten anything? And I've been calling and calling and finally got in touch with someone at SBA, and they said, Charlie Baker can't decide what to do. He just can't decide what to do with the money.
He's pretty damn sure what to do with bar rooms and pool halls, isn't he, and arcades.
I say, is he waiting for everyone to go out of business? Like, what are you waiting for? You know, what am I supposed to do in the meantime? And I tell you, other states, it's really saved a lot of my relatives and friends who have the exact same business that I have, you know?
Yeah.
And what he wants to do is loans, low interest loans. I'm like, great, more debt. That's awesome.
Ugh.
So I didn't know if you heard anything
I don't.
That,
I don't know. I you know, I thought about it when this whole thing started, and then we talked to our accountant, and the accountant just told us not to apply, that there were too many strings attached, and that, you know, I think a lot of people applied saying, well, I'm not going to have to pay the money back. But what happens if you have to pay the money back after you've been basically out of business, or, you know, at 50% or 25% for months and months? So we didn't do anything, and I'm glad we've hung on, but it's just, I don't know. I just feel terrible about what's happened to all these businesses. Cause I know how I work on this business, you know, I mean, I try not to make it seem like it's hard work, but I work and I know what it's like to run a business. And it's just so, so terrible that I got to play some of these stupid cuts of his. He's talking about, you know, he has this fake compassion, you know, for businesses. If he had any real compassion, this state would be open a lot wider than it is. All these states with the governors with got the great compassion, like New York, New Jersey, and Massachusetts, not only have we got more deaths than any other states in the union, we got more unemployment too. So how's that compassion working out for the great Northeast? Thanks for the call, Lynn. I wish I had more to tell you. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
You're enjoying your day, everything's going your way. Then along comes Charlie Parker. Always there to tell you about a new disease, a car accident, or killer bees. The beggar to spare you, Charlie, please. But you can't stop Charlie Parker.
I just told you what my accountant told me not to apply for any of the money. And 603 says, I'm in New Hampshire, self-employed plumber. My accountant told me the same thing. I think you basically want the government out of your business if you can possibly, help it. You don't want it. I just want to read you something. We'll take some more calls here. We'll play some more. If we don't get to the Charlie Parker cuts today, we'll play them tomorrow. They're kind of evergreens, if you know what I mean. he has a personal relationship with COVID. You know, I'm very interested in knowing if he's had any conversations with COVID other than these. No, and I'm not leaving before Christmas either.
There's a lot at stake here.
Shut up. I don't read the sports pages anymore, but I read the Wall Street Journal today. And did you know what happened with the NFL over the weekend? They had a big scare. 77 players tested positive for the virus. It turned out the NFL was troubled by something other than people testing positive. It was a rash of false positives. 77 out of 77 positive tests turned out to be wrong. Throughout Sunday, the players and personnel who came up positive were tested again. They all came back negative, a league official said. The false alarm affected 77 players on 11 teams. This is an incredibly rare event, said Dr. Alan Sills, the NFL's chief medical officer. Remind me not to go there if I ever have a Dr. Sills, if I ever have a broken leg. It's not an incredibly rare event. It's happening everywhere. All of the same people who tested positive, meaning players, were given point-of-care tests. They were all negative. In addition, the original samples were retested and all came back negative. Those are 77 people who we know who they are. What about all the people we don't know who they are that are testing positive and getting these fake tests back? And we sometimes hear about them. They call into talk shows, or you hear your neighbors. They were in a line to get a test, and then the line was too long, or they were tired of waiting in the car, so they turned around, and they come back 2 days later. They get your test was positive or negative. What does it matter if you didn't take the test? Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, Howie Carr, how you going? Thank you for the book you sent me, Donald Trump. I received it last week. Thank you for the book. Also, I want to ask you a question because I was talking to a couple black people, and I talked to them. I say, listen, we have to unite everybody because 90% people hire black people, Spanish people, is white people. If you're going to hate white people, it's going to make it difficult to hire somebody. You have to unite and love everybody.
And what did they say? What did they say?
You sure it's 90%? They say, yeah, 90% of all white people hire black people and Spanish people, and pretty soon you imagine Harvey Carr.
Mr. Garcia, I got to ask you a question before we let you go. Did you hear Joe Concha earlier today? His car was stolen in the suburbs, and they found it in Newark. Did you steal Joe Concha's car?
No, I never seen it.
Good. I hope you got an alibi, though. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.